shall the living Savior return before your eyes. Alleluia, alleluia, we praise our God and King. Alleluia, alleluia, your people ever sing. O God, beyond all praising, we worship you today and sing the love amazing that songs cannot repay. For we can only wonder at every gift you send, at blessings without number and mercies without end. We lift our hearts before you and wait upon your word. We honor and adore you, our great and mighty Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. To celebrate the sacred mystery in this feast of the Ascension of the Christ, we prepare. Ask the misericordia. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I gave everything in my vows and my vows. To my faults. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, and all the against the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. My Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving for the ascension of Christ, your Son, in our exaltation, and where the head hath gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who live and reign with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. A responsorial psalm is God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Hello, my sister. We find ourselves in the Porciuncola, this small piece of land, this place loved and venerated by Saint Francis. It is here that he renounced the war in order to love without limits, to live in radical poverty, and to think the wonders of the Lord. It is here he gathered his first companions around the mission of magnificence, the Lord in all his living creatures, and here that he met Sister Death. Also here, in this small chapel, Saint Clare took refuge and consecrated herself definitively to God. Porciuncula's transcendence was seen by Simon Well, who, inspired by Christ, wrote, "While I was alone in the little chapel of Saint Mary of Angels, an incomparable miracle of purity, where Saint Francis prayed so often, something stronger than me forced me, for the first time in my life, to kneel down. Today, as in this holy place, a small portion of heaven on earth, we celebrate the feast of the Ascension of the Lord. When Jesus ascended to heaven and leaving his disciples the command to stay in Jerusalem, for many, is the feast of nostalgia, of farewell and depart. In the gospel account of this feast day, the disciples experience in deeds and words of Jesus a separation. They sense that something is ending, but they are not able to understand it by themselves, and therefore feel sad and frightened. But for us, the Ascension, which occurs between Easter and Pentecost, is not the commemoration of the depart of the Lord from this earth, but rather the celebration of the risen Jesus as he prepared us to receive his best gift, the Holy Spirit. This is why he says, "It is to your advantage that I go away." It is why he initiates a different type of relationship with his disciple, one which is not closed in the space, but open in the time, nor restricted to the 12, but open to the humanity, full of Christ's profound presence, more intimate, spiritual, and interior, which only the gift of the Holy Spirit makes possible. John Paul II, reflecting on this day and its meaning, said, "Christian contemplation does not distance us from historical commitment. The heaven to which Jesus ascended is not a distant place, but the guardian of a present that never abandoned us. Meanwhile, it is the demanding hour of witness. The ascension of the Lord invites us to look beyond our immediate reality, outside our usual schemes and paradigms, outside our own suffering and marginalization. The ascension does not call us to stop, but to move ahead. The angel asks the disciple why they had stopped and were looking at the sky, when the way forward to Christ now was not by stopping and staring at the sky, but by walking in this world we have rowed out into the deep, announcing the wonders of the Lord to our brothers and sisters on earth. It is right, then, that each one of you, guided by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the Lord, also stops being held back by the many adversities that led you to ask yourself, where is God? Just as Francis and Claire did come out of your fears, loneliness, and abandonment that hold you back, because they are much stronger than all this discrimination. During this day of the assembly, the question we heard in the first reading resounds loudly. What are standing there? What are you doing there looking at the sky? What is Google looking at? What is each one of you looking at? We must not look at the sky out of despair. We must look at it with enthusiasm. You have to announce heaven as the home of all, because Jesus went up to prepare a place for each one of you. This is Jesus' command. Call others. Announce that you are God's daughters, and that you must love as he has loved you. For us, in this day of assembly, the ascension becomes the hopeful provocation. What is your Ecclesian commitment? Jesus' with his ascension into heaven, inaugurates the time of his church on earth. It is here, in the church, that is all of us, that the wicked woman is invited to walk, to claim her place, and to be image of God's presence, full of joy, full of hope. Jesus invites you to think big, to look far away, not to look only to heaven, which dwells in your heart, but to walk firmly on this earth, being image of heavenly love of God, manifested also in Virgin Mary and Saint Clare, who were reflection of the value of feminine that today challenges us to recognize it and incorporate it as a real expression in the life of the Church. Jesus, Pope Francis tells us, ask us to have eyes and hearts to meet him, to serve him, and to be witnesses of him before others. It is his call to be men and women of ascension, that is, seekers of Christ along the routes of our time, carrying his word of salvation to the ends of the earth. You, women of Woko, are witnesses to all this. Ascension is the feast of joy and the commitment to be sister, instruments of peace for the world, concrete and visible signs of hope. The Ascension is not a farewell. It is a feast that sends us back to Jesus Christ, to the Gospel, to the Church, to the essential, to embrace. It is a feast that is related to fraternity, communion, dialogue. This is what the Ascension of the Lord is all about. The beginning of the time of creativity. Courageous, charismatic, feminine witness. Woodward, what are you doing standing there looking up at the sky? Stand up, announce it. We pray our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before ages, light from light, through God from truth, begotten to man. Consubstantial Father, to him and to him were by. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from the heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. Under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and crucified, and rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, Satan, praise Father. He will come again in glory, the Jews, the living and the dead, and this kingdom will not know end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who spoken through the prophet. I believe in one God. And now we pray to the Lord.
For Pope Francis and all the clergy, that they will be strong witnesses to Jesus' good news as they guide us on our path to holiness, in the light of the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that she may proclaim Jesus' gospel message by the way her members live their faith in hope and love to the end of the age, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
May the leaders of our nations work with selfless integrity for peace on our earth and human dignity for all. With special care for the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Wukwo, that the world union may be a vessel of holiness as our women work to make our world one of tolerance, compassion, peace, and unity, we pray to the Lord. As the heavens proclaim the glory of God and creation shows the power of his hands, may we be filled with wonder at his majesty reflected in the beauty of creation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
May the holiness of Saint Francis of Assisi enlighten the eyes of our hearts to witness to Christ as we strive to answer the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For those suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally, that they may feel the healing touch of the divine physician, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That those who have gone before us will enter the pure light of Christ and live in the divine presence with joy forever, we pray to the Lord. For those suffering from natural disasters around the world, and especially near us here in Italy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Through Christ our Lord, amen.